It's a wet one out there. Due to an exceptionally high tide and high winds, Environment Canada issued a special weather statement Tuesday for Metro Vancouver, including the North Shore. Conditions and related closures could persist into Wednesday. On Tuesday in the district of West Vancouver, high tide and heavy rain was causing flooding along the Seawalk and in Ambleside Park. District staff noted that the following areas are closed until the water recedes. A section of the Seawalk between 23rd Street and 25th Street, Ambleside Park parking lot, Spirit Trail through Ambleside Park, the 1300 to 1500 block of Bellevue Avenue. The district is asking the public to avoid these areas and follow closure signage. Staff are monitoring the situation and will reopen these areas as soon as possible, reads a statement. Staff are on site and assessing, and some sandbagging is taking place at Ambleside, district spokesperson Carrie Gadsby said. Water levels were forecasted to be highest at 9 a.m. when a king tide, combined with a significant storm surge of ocean water, was anticipated to raise the tide to a historic high. Flooding closures in City of North Vancouver. In the City of North Vancouver, staff closed some road and trails due to the wet weather. Closures include Harborside Drive, Marine Drive Underpass Trail, Spirit Trail through Mosquito Creek Marina. The same king tide is forecasted for tomorrow, so the same tide levels are expected, meaning these closures possibly will remain in place tomorrow as well, city spokesperson Rebecca Vaughn said. We're advising residents to never attempt to drive into a flooded roadway. North Vancouver City residents are asked to report flooded roads to the After Hours line at 604-988-2212. Is there significant flooding in your area? Let us know at editor@nsnews.com. Hashtag King Tide, hashtag North Vancouver Shipyards. pic.twitter.com/w34cg45lpp. Naomi Yamamoto, at Naomi Yamamoto, December 27, 2022. Lonsdale's Atmospheric River. Hashtag northvanpic.twitter.com/q521iflsun. Mark Teasdale, at Mark's Gun Public, December 27, 2022. Nlaba at nsnews.com. Twitter.com/nick_laba.